the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Hey, it's Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker, and tonight's episode is about YouTube branding. I am so excited. I have Walter Strong III on here, who has this great YouTube show called The Huddle that you really should watch. He talks about different topics such as branding and content creation. And so now, let me welcome my guest, the one, the only, Walter Strong III. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening, everyone, and good evening to you, my good man. How are you doing?
I am doing great now that you're here. So, you know, we were prepping for the show, and he was just dropping all these truth bombs on me. And so I'm like, man, I'm just excited about tonight's show. This is going to be great. So we're going to start off, as I always do, you know, we hit the board, so to speak, and we're going to talk about the basics, and I'll do a little demo, and I kind of show you the stuff that you need to do for your YouTube channel when you're just starting out. And then Walter and I, along the way, we're going to talk about some of that real deep stuff that he's just hit me with. And the funny thing is, we were collaborating on the thumbnail. Okay, no, we didn't collaborate. I made a thumbnail, and then he said, you know, dude, we should collaborate. So, and we got together. I made a much, much better thumbnail than what I came with. So he's got a lot to teach me here, and a lot to teach you as well. So thank you so much for watching. And as I like to say, let's hit the boards. So right. Here we go. YouTube branding. All right. So I'm going to start off with like six basic tips that along the way that I've learned, you know, in YouTube branding. Or at least six things. Of course, Walter's going to give us so much more insight at the same time. So this is something, Walter, I don't know about you. You went with your name. And so that I did that for a bit, but then there was too many of me out there. There's too many people when you did a Google search. But channel name is so important for your channel. It's what people recognize you with. And so you really should research before you pick a name. And you can change it later, because I did. But then all those videos that you did that had comments, all that goes away and get lost. So luckily I did that early. But Walter, what was your mindset, you know, on naming your channel?
I think my mindset in naming my channel was, because I didn't really know in terms of a brand name that I could be able to have as a business name or something that I could later on sell, I needed to kind of focus on me as the individual, getting the audience to get to know me as the content creator, getting to know about my content on my channel. So I figured that my name, which has, you know, just real quick, my name Walter in the German, it means leader in German. And then you take Strong, if you take the last name and put it before the first name, it basically means strong leadership. So in the onset of creating my channel, I knew it was going to be most motivational, inspirational. So that's why I kind of went with Walter Strong III.
Yeah, you definitely have a strong name.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that works out good. No, I totally, yeah. See, you have a name. See, when I went out and did a Google search, there were too many Roy Richardsons out there, which is weird. Mm-hmm, so I decided to go with Tech Troublemaker. Now, the next thing that you need to do for YouTube channel is you need a channel icon. That is that little circle picture. You know, put something in there that speaks about who you are. That kind of represents your channel. It could be a headshot that may not be as interesting for your viewers. Right now, mine is a headshot. I had one that was more interesting where I'm pointing to my tech logo, which is, you know, over here behind me. So, you know, yeah, it's just kind of figuring out. You've got a really good picture. And the other thing is using, a lot of people say, use that same picture across all your social platforms so it makes it easier for people to recognize who you are. Again, just something leads to branding. Any thoughts on that?
Definitely. Thought number one is if you're going with your name per se, then you want to put your picture. Because when you go across platforms like LinkedIn, you want your picture to be shown because prospective businesses, recruiters, they want to know who you are. Well, if they have that same mindset of not wanting to see a blank screen on you and LinkedIn, people on YouTube, if you're going to use your first and last name, then they should be able to see your face as well. If you're coming from it from a standpoint of a branded business name, which I thought about Strong Army Media because I wanted to, again, Strong, my last name, Army, which in German means ruler of the army, and Walter, and then Media. I was thinking about that, but I was like, okay, I'm focusing so much, not even on a brand. It's focused on me. So at the end of the day, I might as well just stick with my name. But if I was going to go with a branded name, I think a logo at that point would probably be appropriate if you're not going to go with your actual picture of yourself.
Now, you mentioned LinkedIn. Are you doing a lot with LinkedIn?
I am really starting to pick it up in 2022 because LinkedIn has really started to show an interest in content creation and video with the recent release of LinkedIn Live last year. So that is definitely something I'm interested in being able to explore and being a part of. They're always encouraging short form content because most gatekeepers, business owners, and other fellow content creators, when they watch videos on LinkedIn, they're only going to watch probably no more than a 2-minute video. So that's the reason why I'm really putting my focus also on LinkedIn as well as YouTube.
That's interesting. I haven't really figured out what to do with LinkedIn yet. So are you doing lives on LinkedIn yet?
No, not as of yet. What I do is with our live streams, I pretty much share it because YouTube gives you the ability, which again, we were talking about YouTube channel branding. YouTube gives you the ability to share an uploaded video or a live stream that you're going to go to a set social media. And so LinkedIn is one of the platforms that give you the opportunity to do that. So along with putting short form content on LinkedIn, I'm always making a concerted effort to share the live stream coming up on that week. And each week I'm starting to see more likes and traffic and views that people are doing. Before I would maybe average one, now I'm averaging anywhere from maybe 2 to 5. So you may say 2 to 5, but at one point I was at 0. But now to get 2 to 5, that lets me know that LinkedIn has an interest in the content creation we create as live streamers.
Oh, that's good. I was going to say, when I look at my analytics, now that I've started posting a little bit to LinkedIn, I see that I'm getting traffic from LinkedIn. So I agree with you. It's starting to work, and I've just got to figure out what LinkedIn's all about as far as my channel goes. So
definitely.
So next up, a channel banner. So this is a little part that goes across the top of your YouTube channel. It also shows up on a phone when you look on your mobile device and you look at your channel. There it is. There's that channel banner. And here a little bit, I'll show you a demo. I'll kind of show you what it looks like on my screen. I noticed everybody has a different style for a channel banner. Lay's like, I just do a texture and I write out, you know, just words. And this is like my branding. And then another list out, you know, hey, when they go live every week in their channel banner. What's your kind of philosophy or thought process on your channel banner?
Well, again, because I went with my name, I felt it was important to kind of, again, put my name up at the top in bold, and then having something to say below my name in terms of what my channel was going to be about. One of the things that I learned early in going and being a part of YouTube is a person needs to know what your channel is about in the first 10 to 20 seconds. So your channel banner is a great place for them to be able to see in the first 10 to 20 seconds. Oh, I'm on Tech Troublemaker. Is he doing tech, but what type of tech? And that tagline gives the prospective viewer a snippet or a snapshot of what your channel was about. So for me, it was just my name, tagline, and a picture. Now that has evolved over time. But when you're first starting on YouTube, you want to at least get the basics of your name, a tagline, and at least some type of photo of yourself.
Cool. Very cool. I agree. All right, cool. Next up, channel description. So I've struggled with this one, but basically it's a little quick blurb that says, this is what my channel's about. Come watch my channel. You know, just tell me what you think. I have varied it up, tried different things. I try to put in there, hey, I do a show every Tuesday night. By the way, I do this show every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. So if you're watching this episode and you want to keep seeing this kind of stuff, hey, go there. And then hit that like and subscribe button so you can find me. What kind of emphasis do you put on your channel description and on your YouTube channel?
I think this is a great place where we can now elaborate as content creators what we put as a snippet, a snapshot on a channel banner. The channel description now is a place where you can now elaborate and say, here's what this channel was about. Here's who I am as a content creator. Here's how often you can expect the type of content I'm going to be posting. Is it going to be every Wednesday? Is it going to be every Tuesday and Thursday at these times? The channel description is a place where now you can become more macro, if you will, from an economic standpoint. Whereas the channel banner, it's more micro. And so in my early days of YouTube, I was definitely missing the boat on the channel description part under the about page. And as a result, the other mistake that I was making was it was more focused on me as the content creator and not the benefit that the viewer or the prospective subscriber could get from the channel. So you really need to do your homework on building that up. And that may take some time, and that's okay. But as long as you're working towards communicating a clear message of what this section is that highlights what your YouTube channel is about.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. And then channel trailer. So there's kind of debate among YouTubers whether you need one or not, but this is a video that plays the first time somebody visits your channel. And you can actually say this is a video that shows for somebody that's not subscribed to your channel. So what are your thoughts about that? I was going to say it can lead to people watching your other videos if you say something in your channel trailer that gets them interested. What's your thought? Have you got a channel trailer on yours yet?
Definitely. I have a channel trailer on mine, and my thought process was no one knows who I am. I don't even have my first 100 subscribers if I'm starting out. So a channel trailer is a way, again, from a macro aspect of being able to introduce myself in terms of what my channel is about, what type of content I'm going to be providing, and who I am as a creator and how it's going to add value to the viewer. And so you can do that with a small channel trailer of no more than 60. My channel trailer is no more than 60 seconds. I will also say, as time progresses, as your channel hits certain milestones, like its first 100 subscribers, its first 1,000 subscribers, you may need to evolve that channel trailer as you go. Now, you talked about the two schools of thought on should you make a channel trailer. Some people use their latest video that they posted that maybe is getting a lot of views and subscribers, and they want to get more eyes on that video. I'm not opposed to that, but YouTube also gives you a section to put your latest video for subscribers who already subscribed to your channel. So I put that latest video for them. I put the channel trailer for those who are not subscribed to the channel.
I like that. I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of using the last video, but I'm kind of with you. I don't know. All right. And then playlists. So playlists are a way you can do groupings of videos on a certain topic or something like that in order to make it easy for people to find your videos and to watch them. Say, for example, and I'm not a makeup person, but if you did a bunch of makeup videos, then if somebody clicks on your playlist, then hopefully they'll just keep watching one right after the other, one after the other, after the other, and that really could lead to more watch time for your videos, and watch time is crucial to monetization. Of course, you have to have 4,000 watch hours in a 365-day period in order to get monetized, along with 1,000 subscribers. So if you can do a playlist that sucks people in and just keeps them there watching your videos, then bam, I mean, that's just the bomb there. That's just, yes, watch all my videos because they're awesome. What have you done, anything interesting with playlists on your channel?
In the beginning, when I used to do playlists, I would just kind of put random videos that I've created that were maybe of same interest or topic. But as I've been doing YouTube now for a little while, you know, I can still consider myself a young person. I've only been doing it for less than 3 to 4 years. What I've now more focused on doing is putting videos that connect with one another. So, for example, we just had Black History Month for this year. So I did what was called a Black Men of Excellence series. Well, because the focus on is in highlighting men of color or Black creators, then each of my video is going to be lined up so that way, whether male or female, Black or white, if you want to learn more about these, the success of these content creators, they're now in a playlist where now you go from one content creator to the next. And so the strategy then is, as you watch video one or in interview one, you'll say, okay, let me go to interview two, or I'll stop at interview two and continue on with interviews 3, 4, and 5. And so I think you need to be very strategic in putting your playlist together versus just putting random videos that you've made that may have the same similar interest or topic.
But I'm really good at random. That's what I'm really good at. Just throw stuff together. It's just really cool. So.
I get you. I used to do random too, but after a while, you know, you have to. If the goal is to get someone to spend more time on our channel versus someone seeing something in suggested, and the playlist is really not doing the job that it should because we didn't really think this thing through, then you could end up risking me as a viewer as possible going into suggested and saying, oh, I just finished this video, but this suggested video over here is something more to my what I'm needing. You're going to probably end up losing me off of your channel.
Yeah, no, that would be bad. We don't want to lose people from our channels. Losing people from channels is bad. So, next up, sections. So you can take these playlists and kind of line them up on your channel how you want them in some way that would get people there. And then the other thing, also, Google offers some groupings that are bought, you know, canned groupings. So you can kind of line up your channel with playlists and these sections in order to make it very visually appealing. They help try to get people on your channel, and then, you know, just an opportunity for people to look and say, okay, he did all these things, and, you know, yeah, and I've done some of this as well, so I'm sure I could do better, but yeah, so this is a neat feature as well that Google gives us to do these things, so.
Exactly, and it's a work in progress. It's definitely been a work in progress for me, because for a while, I wasn't really utilizing most recent videos, most popular videos. Again, I was just kind of putting playlists together, and I was just kind of organizing them based on what I thought was important and not keeping the viewer or the subscriber or set potential subscriber in mind. But as I begin to get more into my analytics, my YouTube analytics, and some people say, well, maybe you should wait till your first 100 video. I'm the person of, as soon as you get 30 days of videos done, you need to start paying attention to your analytics. Because by that time, you have enough videos put together where you can say, okay, do I have enough of a playlist to put together? And then if you do, then you can start filling out your sections and organize them in such a way where you have your most recent videos, your most popular videos, and then the part of your channel that you want viewers to be able to see first. And for me, it's the huddle. So I created a playlist of the recent video of interviews that I did with the huddle. That's right at the top. And then I have most recent videos, I have most popular, and then I may have some other YouTube. So it's organizing it in such a way where, again, not just getting you to just land on the channel, click on the videos, but getting you to keep you to stay there because it's giving you great value.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So now I want to demo. I want to demo everything we've talked about because I think this kind of reinforces the stuff we were talking about. So we're going to go over here. So here it is, live and in person, my very own YouTube channel. So if you go to customization right here on your YouTube channel, first and foremost, so this is your channel icon. And so you go here and you do an image there. Right now I'm doing the picture of me. I don't know why, but anyway, I liked it. And then you can do a banner image. Now the key here, the banner image, it has specific sizing that you have to do. And then the other part of that is that for mobile, it's actually squished down. And I meant to have the dimensions with me, and I didn't do them, so that was really bad. I was going to do that. But anyway, it's got to be 2048 by 1152, and less than 6 megabytes. And then the other thing, watermarks. So whenever we go to a video, in the lower right-hand corner, you can have it show up at a certain part in the video, or you can have it show up at the end of the video, or you can have it show up through the entire video. You can customize a little subscribe icon that shows up there. So I really like that. And so I use that. And then, you know, basic info. So we talked about the description. So here is where you put the description. This is very important right here in order to just say this is what my channel is all about and kind of look at it. As you can see, this probably needs some work, but this is my description that I use currently. and then you can also list out your social media links. So they'll show up on your page and basically right on your banner, and it'll show the social links and people click in. And you can move them around to whichever one you want to be the topmost one. Once you get at least 100 subscribers to your channel, you can have a custom URL. So this is a challenge for a lot of YouTubers that get started, and they have to get that 100th subscriber in order to be able to create a custom banner. But another thing I've done is I've actually registered a domain name, techtrollmaker.live. So if you go to techtrollmaker.live, it automatically takes people to my YouTube channel. So I did that to kind of another way, because something that, you know, kind of help people remember my channel is that. And then we were talking about layout. So here, I don't have a channel trailer yet, but I need to obviously get one. I can do, you can also do a featured video. We didn't talk about this, but you can do a featured video for returning subscribers. What is cryptocurrency was a big video for a bit there. And then I have feature sections. So I have upcoming live streams, and then I have like the one-off technology podcast. So this is like an episode of my podcast as well. And I'll show uploads, and then I can show pop uploads. So I probably need to move these around. Yeah, I should probably move my pop upload right here, you know? I should put it there so people can find it. But I really love doing live, so I have that there. So, you know, go in here and make changes. I also have a how-tos and tutorials. So my videos are often how-tos or tutorials and something. I consider this to be a how-to video we're doing. So while it also is in my podcast playlist, it's also in my how-to playlist. So probably should move it up as well. What the heck? There we go. So yeah, this is just kind of the behind the scenes of what I've got going on with my channel. And when I make changes like that, I hit publish, and then it will put those changes out there, and then I can go say, go to the channel. So here's my channel now. So here is my banner. Here is my icon, channel icon. And here is my social links that I posted. So that's where everything lands after you make those changes at once you go into customization. So, and the way you get to that is to go to YouTube Studio. And then when that comes up, then you can go and hit customize, and you can go customization and change all those cool features. So, yeah, there you go. And right now it shows latest live stream performance. But when this show's over, it'll replace it and put this one there. So,
okay.
Anyway, and while it didn't get a lot of views tonight, it was live. It's gotten a lot of views since it went live. So I love when that happens. And then speaking of channels, here is Walter's channel, The Huddle. Just great. He goes through and talks about cons. So here he is. This is his, you know, we come to his channel, stand on YouTube, and then here is his content. He does a lot of stuff about how to be more confident on camera and just all the things about content creation that are really, really good stuff to really get you focused on what to do. And then also, he's really good at interviewing. So, Walter, that's one of the things I noticed about you. You do an excellent job with interviews. So what I should have done is just had you host the show, you interview me, but you're more interesting than me, so that's why I didn't do that. So, you know, just anything, you know, any thoughts you want to tell people about your channel? And we'll go back and let's go back to that picture of your channel. So anyway, any thoughts anybody want to tell people about the content that you do on your channel?
Well, the channel has really evolved and grown over the last year. Before I really got into really interviewing content creators primarily on YouTube, when I first started the channel back in 2018 and 2019, I was kind of interviewing everybody, mom and pops, you know, the very rules of where they say you should have a niche audience. Well, I didn't have a niche. I had a variety of all varieties. I'm interviewing entrepreneurs. I'm interviewing business owners. I'm interviewing authors, because the theme of the channel at that time was helping people find their passion and purpose. So if you found your purpose and passion as an entrepreneur, I wanted to interview. If you found your purpose and passion as an author, I wanted to interview. And so the channel, unfortunately, just wasn't growing. And it was just, I would constantly see myself at 23 subscribers for months on months. And that's because I'm just doing so much variety. Well, the pandemic happens, unfortunately. And out of that, you know, I believe out of crisis presents great opportunity. You know, so no matter how bad of a situation you as an individual may be going through, or crisis that you may be facing, there's an opportunity in that crisis. And so the thought came to me, you interview everyone else, but you never take the time to interview other YouTubers. And that's what I began to do. And I began to reach out to individuals like Jeff Bartsch from Story Greenlight, Dale Roberts from self-publishing, self-publishing with Dale Roberts. And I was also fortunate to get Benji Travis from Video Influencers, who's the co-author of YouTube Secrets. And from there, I then began to discover my interviewing skills, because I had to not be a fanboy of these individuals that we see all the time and whose channels we watch. And I had to interview them the same way I was interviewing others. And they all kind of said the same thing in consensus. Why aren't you doing this more? When I look at your channel is just all over the place. If you focus on this, your channel will go into the direction that it needs to go in. And so that's where the channel began to shift gears and change. I began to become more focused on just interviewing, not just the content creator with 10,000 or 15,000 or 50,000 subscribers or 100,000 subscribers. I wanted to interview the one that had 50 subscribers. Why did you start on YouTube? I want to interview the one that has 250 subscribers, who's frustrated because they haven't got 1,000 subscribers. I wanted to interview anyone that was a content creator that fit within my brand message of wanting to broaden their reach, their impact, and income through online videos.
Yeah, good stuff. One of our friends are out there, Gig Art. I just want to say shout out to her. Says, hey, Roy, learning here. Thanks, guys. Yeah, she has a really great channel. She is such an amazing artist. And one of my favorites is where she's actually showing herself create and artwork. It's just beautiful sea and everything. So just really good. That's just another person you should go out if you like art. That's definitely somebody you should go, arts and crafting. And so,
okay.
Really,
that's great.
Thanks for coming by. All right.
Good evening.
So here we are. It is time now for the lightning round. All right. So I don't know how many, you know, how many like this segment, but I've been trying to get it going here. I'm pretty happy and proud of it. So let's do the lightning round here. And ta-da! This or that.
I feel like I'm the Flash here.
Yeah, there you go. This or that. All right. So basically, this is a series of questions where it's either this or that. You pick your favorite or the one that matters to you. All right.
Okay.
First one. Let's go. Let's let the animation play. Hurry up already. Pizza or sushi?
Pizza.
That's probably an easy one. All right. Next up, beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Okay. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Night person or morning person or night owl?
Morning person.
Baseball or basketball?
Basketball.
Ice cream in a dish or ice cream in a cone?
Ice cream in a dish.
Okay. Call or text?
Call.
Cats or dogs?
I don't have either, but I would probably say dogs.
All right, spend your money or save your money?
Because I'm in being as young as I am now, I would say save my money.
All right, the last one: ninjas or pirates?
Ninjas.
Wait, now how does that work? You did and you said ninjas. You seem conflicted. I think you're
I love the old karate movies with Fist of Fury and the monkey and the tiger, and then they started introducing the ninjas. So I've always been a ninja person, but
I'm with you too.
Pirates, they're cool too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked pirates until Pirates of the Caribbean came out. It's like, oh man, I really like pirates now. Mm-hmm. So, Gig Art says she loves your thumbnail, Walter.
So. Thank you. That is a work in progress. It still is. I think if you go back on my channel where I did my first, it was supposed to be my first video that I did, but ended up turning to be my first live stream because I think ended up being 40 minutes. It's called Men's Health.
Yeah.
And so I leave that thumbnail up because it reminds me of where I was and where I am now. And so the thumbnail is still a work in progress. I truly believe the measure of success of a good thumbnail is based on how much of impressions you're getting on people clicking.
Yeah, and Giggles is correct. She said thumbnails, but she's right. Your thumbnail game is amazing. Also, Mom and Dad, Lala says, hi, Roy. And Giggles says, yes, she meant thumbnails. Hey. GG, and hello, Mommy Guys. So everybody's just shouting out to each other. But yeah, your thumbnail game is amazing. And, you know, you fixed my thumbnail for this episode. So we'll see how that goes. Mommy Guys.
Hey, I'll give you a secret. Canva. You're a person who I understand they have Adobe Pro. For me, it has been Canva. Canva has basically been the lifeline of my YouTube channel. In Canva is your thumbnails, and Canva is your channel art, and Canva is your video intros or outros. If you have the paid version, do you have the background remover? So if you've had pictures that you want to make thumbnails, well, the pro version, I think it's like $12.95, and I'm quite, I would encourage you to, if you need to remove background pictures, Canva is what's going to help you take your thumbnails and your channel art to the next level. Because when I look back on what my channel art used to be, if you have Google and you go into Google folders, every now and then I see my old channel art and I cringe. Oh my gosh. But yeah. Canva. Canva is
helped me a lot. I don't talk about affiliate links, but I do have an affiliate link if you want to go try Canva out for 30 days. It's free to try. My link doesn't make it cost any more, but if you do happen to go do Canva using my link, I may get a couple of pennies. But anyway, just yeah, I think Canva is just incredible. I've been thinking about doing a how-to video to talk about Canva. I know there's a lot of them out there, but my style is just a little different. I like to go very granular, so I like to do enough detail to bore people to death. But yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. So, and then yeah. Lala says that Giga Art makes amazing thumbnails as well, so we need to go hit
Run
her channel and go take a look at her thumbnails. But yeah, Walter, any closing thoughts? Anything else that we need to talk about far as branding goes? What are when you and I talked about it, you like mentioned so many things. I'm like, well, Roy, have you thought about this? And I'm like, well, no, I haven't thought about that, because I'm always thinking about the basics, and it feels like sometimes the basics are hard enough without going to next level. But What are kind of your thoughts there?
You know, my understanding of the basics, yes, it's your thumbnails, it's your channel art, it's to make sure that the channel banner not only fits from a desktop, but from a mobile. But I think the most important branding aspect of your YouTube channel should be three things: clarity, content, and you as the creator. If I don't have, as a content creator, clarity about what my channel is, when you as a viewer click on it on that first 10 to 20 seconds, I'm going to lose you. I may see it in my analytics, but I'm like, man, they clicked on the video, but where did they go? Why didn't I get a subscriber? Mm-hmm. You know, and this is your thought process as a young creator, say from 0 to 12. Well, once you go to 12 to 24, you really need to have clarity. What is your channel going to be about? That should be your thinking branding. What should your channel be about? And how are you going to serve the individuals who watch your content? So that's branding number one for me. Branding number two is the content. The more you start to watch my content, you should start seeing not only the branding of my colors of my channel, but the branding of my message. And if you see the branding within my message, I'm not doing tech one day and fishing and vlogging the next day. There's a consistency in my message that identifies you as an audience that keeps bringing you back. And then number three, me as a creator. I learned this from a YouTube video by Walter Bond. I highly recommend it. It's called The Next Level Mindset. And he simply says in the video, one of the most popular groups of individuals that we all flock to see during May time are the Girl Scouts, when they sell Girl Scout cookies. No matter who you are, no matter your race, color, or age, young or old, when Girl Scout cookies start coming around, we all gravitate to them. And you know why? People buy from people they like, they know, and trust. So as a content creator, it's important for me to have the type of brand on my channel as a creator that is becoming a trusted authority where people like me, people get to know me, and they get to trust the content I'm providing.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see GigArt saying, yep, thank you, Mom God, about the virtual hugs on the thumbnails. And then, really good episode, guys. I'll replay later. No, you guys stick around and watch it now. Go ahead and hit rewind and watch it now. We can't have you waiting later. So, well, just thank you so much, Walter. That's just great advice. I really do appreciate you being on the show tonight. And I want to just anybody you want to shout out to before we close out the evening here?
I guess the number one shout out I would have to give is you.
No.
Just for you thinking of, you know, giving me the platform and the opportunity and the privilege of being able to speak with you and to speak with your community. I don't take that lightly.
I don't
take that for granted. And so for you to entrust me with this opportunity to be a part of your platform for this short amount of time, I really appreciate it. So that's my shout out.
Well, I thank you so much for being on my show. It's like, man, I want to talk about branding, and I'd seen some of your videos, and I'm like, this is the guy I want to talk about branding. and get him on here. And, you know, I've already learned some stuff from you already. And I know if I keep watching your channel, I'm going to learn some more stuff. So I'm excited about that. And again, looking forward to watching your interviews. I really do love your interview episode. So that's it, guys. That's the show tonight. We're going to call it. Everybody have a great evening. Thanks for watching. Bye. You've been listening to the One-Off Technology Podcast. This is episode 8 of season 4. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to reach out to me out on Twitter, on YouTube, or Facebook. I am Tech Troublemaker on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and, oh, heaven help us, TikTok. And I am Tech Trouble MKR on Twitter because they wouldn't let me spend the extra money and buy the valves. That's where I'm at. If you're looking for me, be sure to send me a message. Let me know you're listening. Thanks, and have a great night.